Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. I received a great question from a listener the other day. Here's the question. Colleen, this economy and this time of the year is stressing me out. Can I do anything that will help me manage my stress and make me more productive? I thought that was a great and timely question because there's a number of stressors that salespeople are facing, whether it's the time of the year, the end of the year, the beginning of the year, or this tumultuous economy. So here's my best advice. First of all, breathe. Stress is an inescapable part of being a sales professional. You have the stress of hitting your numbers, the physical stress that travel brings, and the emotional stress of being away from your friends and your family. The good news is, while you can't stop stress, you can change the way you react to it. The following suggestions for stress reduction will help you relax, enjoy your life being a sales pro, and as a direct result, these ideas will help you be more productive, sell more, and coincidentally, help you reduce the chances of being stressed in the future. So number one, laugh. Laughter is one of the best tension releases out there. Find some things to laugh about and people to laugh with. Laughter is a great anecdote for taking life too seriously. You know, I keep a file of great jokes in my email system, so when I need a great laugh, I can get one instantly. And also, I visit www.despair.com for a really good laugh, as long as you have a bit of a twisted sense of humor. Number two, take breaks. If you're working on a stressful activity, set it down for a few minutes. Stretch, and if you can, go for a walk or go for a run. Learning to interrupt a stress-producing activity will help give you a break from the tension that you need. You'll return to your activity refreshed and ready to be more productive. If you can get some exercise, it will help clear your mind and make you more productive. In fact, experts will say that walking or running when you've got a problem on your mind will help you solve that problem more quickly. Your body needs a break about every 90 minutes or so. So be sure to get up from your desk, have a snack, change your focus for about 15 minutes, and then you can get back to work. Number three, make happy plans. Reward yourself for completing a task or a goal. Make sure you set that goal in advance of completing the task because the anticipation is an exciting feeling and will help propel you to success. Plan to see a special movie, eat out with someone you like, or do something else that pleases you. Remember, what gets rewarded gets repeated. And number four, focus your thoughts. The habit of thinking about too many things at the same time is extremely fatiguing and stress-producing. And in fact, I think multitasking also is a huge cause of stress. Instead of being overwhelmed and unproductive, concentrate on one task at a time. Try making a list of other things you must do and then put that list aside. So you don't have time to think about those tasks, but you don't worry about forgetting them either. Multitasking leads to stress. Focus on one task at a time. Complete it without interruption, cross it off your list, and move on. I hope that advice was both helpful to our listener and to everyone listening to this podcast. And you know, it reminds me to remind you, don't ever hesitate to send me questions. I love to receive questions from listeners, and I read them all. In the future, I'll make sure to answer more of them on these podcasts.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.